So as you leave here, get your gas and get whatever you're going to get in the next town over. Don't spend a single dime in Hempstead, Texas.
My name is Miss Matthews. I live in Prairie View, Texas.
So I would like to know what type of trash bag did she use? And isn't a trash bag contraband? And did she ever receive any medical help? And if she had a broke or cracked or chipped arm, could she have hung herself? I mean, I would like to know. But I just hope that the truth will come out.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
We will continue until we get the answers. What happened to Sandra Bland? What happened to Sandra Bland? What happened to Sandra Bland?
The justice of the peace went into the cell. 10 people were already in there.
Talk on now.
Disturbing a crime scene.
Talk.
The justice of the peace cannot even rule out homicide, unlawful suicide,
preach, brother.
Because the crime scene had already been disturbed.
Yeah.
We gotta stand up against this. I watched the sheriff yesterday, bless his heart. The poor sheriff, I'm not a racist.
He's a liar.
You sound like a child that got caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
Oh, yeah. I used to work with him. He's a liar.
Brothers and sisters, We must stand for Sandra beyond today.
Yes, right.
We must mobilize and organize beyond today. Let's continue standing for our sister till we get legitimate answers.
Yeah.
Give your sister a round of applause. She is a personal friend of Sister Sandra.
We were asked not to wear our Marching Storm shirts or any Marching Storm apparel. I couldn't do that. Sandra was a sister in the Marching Storm. And she would have wanted me to. This is very hard for every member of the Marching Storm family. Y'all have no idea how much of a family we are. When you come into the Marching Storm, you get you a crab brother and you get you a crab sister. Then you get you some more cousins and some uncles and nieces and nephews, and you get a whole entire family. And it is very hard right now. We done lost Sandra and we lost someone else due to cancer. In 1 week, 2 people in 1 week in our family we've lost. It's hard because I know Sandra was outspoken. When I first met Sandra, Sandra taller than me. Me, being the person that I am, I'm like, you tall, but that don't mean nothing. And she was like, you know what? It don't. With a smile on her face and just looked at me like, you know what? I'm still gonna be who I am. And she bonded with everybody in the band. We have our own separate page on Facebook. Sandra was always vocal. She always said what she wanted to say, and she was going to tell you the truth. So guess what happened when she was telling the truth? The truth, nobody want to hear the truth. People want lies. They want to hear lies. So guess what happened when she told the truth? The truth killed her. The truth killed her. Being outspoken and telling people what she knew killed her. Telling people about racial injustices and police brutality killed her. Being who she was killed her. I'm not gonna lie, I've been pulled over for traffic warrants myself. And guess what I did? I was a mouse. Why was I a mouse? Because I don't want no problems. But Sandra was a lion. You was gonna hear her roar. You was not gonna shut her up. And even though they shut her up, guess what? She's still speaking. When I found out about Sandra dying, I told myself, I went on her Facebook page, I said, you are not here anymore, but your soul is still here. And your soul will speak. And we will be your voice. And I will be her voice. No matter what, it is really hard for all of us right now. Y'all have no idea what we're going through. I couldn't even be at work. I cannot sit and try to do my job because I have all this on my mind. It is a hard thing to swallow. And you try to tell me that somebody who is outspoken gonna hang herself? somebody who spoke out about police brutality is going to hang herself? You tell me somebody who knew she was going to get out of there to tell the truth was going to hang herself? You tell me the truth was going to escape that jail, but you didn't want them to go? So you, what do? You kill the truth? But you can't. As long as she got all of us, the truth will never die.
That's right.
You can never get rid of the truth. You can bury it or try, but we're going to dig it up. You can try to bury that truth under and sweep it under a rug, but it will not go away.
Yeah.
It is real hard for us. And I did not want to get up here. I did not.
We'll now have a student leader from Clearview A&M University.
My name is Marcus Washington. I am the student body vice president at Prairie View A&M University. On behalf of our student body and our president, Jacolyn Dudley, we stand here in solidarity with you all today in justice for Sandy. We want to know answers as well. We come in peace, but with peace is transparency.
Yeah.
If there was transparency in here today, we would not be here. We would know what was going on.
Yeah.
We want answers to the questions just like what we do. We're on Instagram. I thank God for social media. I thank God for social media and media outlets because we're able to understand what's going on. We're able to keep up with stuff. People from across the nation are calling, texting in solidarity. They couldn't be here today, but their thoughts and prayers are with us and the family. We are here in that time of bereavement, and we're here to fight for justice. We want answers. Prairie View A&M University, there are families from across the nation, across the world, that send their students, 8,000 students, to Prairie View A&M University every year.
Yeah, yeah.
We do community service needs in these streets. Our money goes here, our thoughts, we are here.
Yeah.
We are the community of Prairie View A&M, of Waller County.
Yes, you are.
Prairie View A&M University students are here. We are the ones that want answers. We are the ones that need answers.
Yeah.
The transparency is what we won't be here fighting for. We won't be crying. It pains me to see my sisters and my brothers crying because we want answers, because Sandy has been found hung in her sound mind.
Yeah.
A woman who is able to speak, she would have just lived just to be able to speak and tell the story.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. We want answers, and we're here. No justice, no peace.
We will now have a student leader from Texas Southern University.
Hi, I'm Anthony Carrier, a student activist at Texas Southern University and co-founder of the Student Leadership Association. I want to say rest in power to Sister Sandra Bland. James Baldwin once said that to be black and conscious in America is to be in a constant state of rage. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm mad as hell. Because I'm tired of these police officers that we pay for with our tax dollars shooting, beating up, brutalizing, and shooting our brothers and sisters down in the street.
The only thing you should buy in this town today is a bottle of water. Don't you spend one penny in Waller County today. Don't you spend no money at their burger spots, their food spots. If you got enough gas, get out of Waller County and gas up somewhere else. Because it doesn't make any sense. We come in for a protest and they get a financial windfall from our presence. So please, I want to reiterate what Brother Fawn said to you earlier. Do not spend $1. Keep your money in your pocket today for our Sister Sandra. You understand? Don't spend $1. Don't give them one penny. And Brother Robert was right. Everybody was calling for body cameras. Body cameras ain't changing nothing. On video, it's still justifiable homicide. So maybe it's time to treat the body cameras with some body slamming. Because some gotta take place, brothers and sisters. They're not gonna stop killing us until we stand up and let them know we will defend and protect ourselves. Our sister from the Black United Front.
Peace and power.
Peace and power.
Peace and power.
We came here today because Andrew Bland is one of many, unfortunately, that ended up dead in this unjust system. I'm originally from Chicago. I moved down here just like Sandra Bland did. Drove down here with my sister
moved here to get a job, a new place.
I'm pretty sure Shandra Bland wasn't expecting that she would get pulled over and end up dead 3 days later after interviewing just a week prior to come work at her alma mater. Waller County is telling us that they have turned it over to the Texas Rangers. The same Texas Rangers that are investigating McKinney, Texas. The same Texas Rangers that are part of the whole entire unjust system.
That's right.
We got to understand, in the National Black United Front, we don't trust any of the system. We don't trust the Texas Rangers. We don't trust the Texas Department of Public Safety. We don't trust the FBI. So we came here today so that we can get answers on what happened to Shandra Bland. We stand in solidarity with Shandra Bland. We stand in solidarity with her family that's in Chicago. We got to know. We got to stay woke. We gotta know, when we were driving here today, we almost made a turn down a one-way street. Oh, no, Baba. We're not trying to get no minor infractions today. We're not trying to end up in Waller County today. Let's pay attention to the signs, the street signs, and the signs that they're giving us. Because just like they did to our 15-year-old sister in McKinney, Texas, what happened? Why are you never hearing it on the news again? Why are you never hearing about what's going on with that? It was the talk of the day. We're not trying to let that happen to Shandra. Yeah. When we was marching here today, we set the hashtag Shandra Speaks. We gotta make sure that her voice continues to be heard. We gotta make sure that her issue continues to be heard. We gotta make sure that this black sister does not die in vain. We gotta make sure that her family, when they get here, have some answers as to what's going on. Because I'm pretty sure when her mama dropped her off, she wasn't expected to come back and pick her up in a coffin. I'm pretty sure when her mama dropped her off, she wasn't expecting to come pick her back up in a coffin. So we gotta make sure that it goes beyond this courthouse steps. We gotta make sure that inside of your families, we gotta make sure that inside of your individual circles, that we advocate on behalf of her and her family to be able to get answers. We gotta make sure that it does not stop right here. In the National Black United Front, we say that this case is a part and parcel of the global white supremacy system. It ain't no different than what happened in Baltimore. And it definitely ain't no different than what happened in South Carolina. It ain't no different than what happened with Eric Garner. It ain't no different when Mike Brown was laying dead on the street. We still don't have answers. What's the little baby boy, the 12-year-old? Tamir Rice. We still don't have answers from Tamir Rice. So when we lift up hashtag Shandra Speaks, lift them all up. Lift them all up and let them be known that we will continue. We will continue to fight so we can be able to get answers. That's right. Brother Kofi just told me, how many of y'all are going to homecoming this year, PV, TSU, whatever it may be. How many do you expect to see there at homecoming? Now turn around and see how many we got here on this doorstep. If we can fill the stadium with 40,000 all weekend long, I believe she was a Sigma Gamma Rho. Who here wears her line sisters? Where are the other Divine Nine here to support her? I need some of that support. I want to see some of that support. And I want it to continue. So go back to your fraternity. Go back to your sorority and say that we got to step it up. And we got to step it up in the name of Shandra Bland. Sigma Gamma Rho, what is it? What's the sign? There we go. Go back to your hometown. Go back to where you live at. Call all of the sororities. Call all of the fraternities and say, we going to shut it down until we get some answers for Shandra Bland.
All right. Go ahead.